First of all, you know, we would like to welcome friends of Whitney. Can you introduce them? Yeah.
This is Christina.
Hi,
and this is
my friend
Sam.
Hi, Christina and Sam. Welcome. Welcome. I remember I saw you before, right? You know, I took you to Christ for Nation for the worship night. Okay, wonderful to see you again. Okay, wonderful. Okay. Okay. And also welcome David and Brenda, you know, again. You know, we'd love to see you again here today. Yeah. Well, okay, yeah. Winnie is going to New Orleans for college, right? So, you know, today we want to bless her, all right? You know, we thank her so much. We appreciate her so much. You know, these years, your presence here, you know, is really our blessing. Really our blessing. You know, so, you know, before you leave for college, we just want to bless you, you know, greatly in the Lord. And the Lord will bless you in these 4 years study at college. And then you are blossom. Okay, wonderful. And later today, Uncle Joe is going to be baptized. 今天聚完会之后，周伯父要受浸归入主的名下，所以我们在这里用完中餐之后，我们就回到下雨跟中会的家，我们与我们的周伯父一同欢喜快乐，我们一同参加他的受浸归入主的名下。Yeah, okay, wonderful. All right, so David, we welcome you here today. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Let me put my stuff up here. Wow. It's really good to see you all today. What a blessing to be here. Brenda and I have been looking forward to this.
Brenda跟我呢，一直就是期盼着能够跟大家见面。
And it's so good to see your faces.
在这里能够看到大家，真的是非常的喜乐。
We walked in this morning. I heard the music coming out of the auditorium.
当我要走进今天会场的时候，我听见大家赞美的歌声， you know, 传出去。
And I thought I was hearing the music off of YouTube or something. It sounded wonderful.
我以为我是在听到 YouTube 的这个赞美的声音，是那样子的美好。
Thank you for our worship team. What a blessing!
我们谢谢我们的 worship team. 今早上谢谢他们。
I know you can't just come in and do that. That's something you have to practice, isn't it?
我知道你们不是就是这样子就能够有这样子的赞美，你们一定是在这里有所练习。
And thank you for all the people helping out too, because that is part of it as well.
谢谢所有能够在音响设备上面一同服侍的弟兄姊妹们。
Wow, it's been a long time since we've seen you all.
我已经好久一段时间没有来到弟兄姊妹当中。
And when I was driving here this morning, I was thinking about the things that are coming up.
当我来到这里之前，我就想到说，要发生的事。
And especially about Mickey and Whitney heading off to college.
特别是想到 Mickey 跟 Whitney 他们要去上大学。
That's exciting, isn't it?
这是一个非常喜乐，而且非常充满了兴奋的日子。
But when I was thinking about that, the word transition popped into my mind.
当我想到这个的时候，我就想到一个字，就是转移，这个转变的一个过程。
And I felt like when that word came to my mind,
神的话就是我听到神的话。
I really felt like the Lord told me that that is a big word, not just for them, but for this church.
我想在这个转换的时期，不仅仅是为了Mickey、为了Whitney，也是为了我们所有神的儿女。
And I spoke to at least one person that really confirmed that when I walked in.
那我想今天早上神也给我一个确定，一个确认。
This is a time of transition for a lot of people here, isn't it?
这真的是神在我们当中要做一个转换工作。
It's a time of transition for the church, isn't it?
也是为了我们教会正要经历一个转换的一个阶段。
And that's not really what I wanted to share with you today. That's not really what I planned to share with you.
那不是我预先计划好要跟大家分享的。
But I just want to say that transition isn't something we fear.
你知道吗？我们每一个人都事实上，我们是对于所谓的转换，心里面是有点的惧怕。
Transition is something we embrace.
但是我们却需要来拥抱神在我们生命当中一个转换的一个过程。
There is no life without transition.
如果不经过转换，就不会有一个更丰盛的生命产生出来。
Now sometimes we don't like it.
许多的时候我们并不喜欢这样一个转换。
Because transition is change.
因为转换是说到一个改变。
And nobody likes change but a wet baby.
没有人除了 baby 之外的没有人真的是盼望有一个改变。
And I had three of those, and I know sometimes they don't even like it.
我有三个孩子，我知道孩子们他们就算长大过程，他们也不希望一个转变。
But let me tell you, as Christians, we can be confident of God.
但是我们神的儿女，我们应当对于神有信心。
He leads us step by step.
他一步一步带领我们。
He's with us the whole way.
他永远是与我们同在。
So I said I didn't come to talk about that, and now I'm talking about it.
我虽然没有预定要跟大家分享这个，但是我现在跟大家正在分享。
It's because when I look at you, I see there are some people that are a little bit nervous about change.
当我看大家的时候，看大家的脸的时候，我发现。
And it's because you're wondering what's going to happen.
我发现大家有一些人的脸上好像有一点的惧怕，因为不知道这个转变要进入一个什么样的光景。
Maybe I sort of like the way things have been.
我们可能一直对于就是以往的情形，我们觉得还蛮觉得是在的。
Our God who was good yesterday.
我们的神昨日是美善的神。
He is good today.
他今日也是良善的神。
And he will be good tomorrow.
明日他也是一位良善的神。
That's right.
是的，神就是这样子不改变。
The God who took care of us yesterday.
神昨日正照看我们。
Will take care of us today.
今天他照看我们。
And he will take care of us tomorrow. Okay.
他明天也会照看我们。
So, rather than fear change.
我们不应当惧怕一个改变。
We can say, "Bring it on, world!"
我们可以跟神说，临到我身上吧，将这改变临到我的身上。
Because we have a God who is with us.
因为我们有一位永远与我们同在的神。
That's what Emmanuel means, by the way.
那就是以马内利的意思。
And I'm going to pause and look at my watch.
我看一看我的时间。
It says 10:20.
现在是10:20.
I sort of had a goal of preaching in 20 minutes, but I think that went out the window just about a minute ago when I stood up here and saw you guys.
我本来预计呢跟大家分享就是二十分钟，但我想。
So I'll try to be as brief as I can in the next 2 hours. Just kidding. I'll try to keep it down, but I do want to respect your time. I really didn't want to talk too long today.
我今天不会跟大家有一个太长的一个分享。
But I had to say that about change, because a lot of you are in the midst of change, and I want you to know that God loves you and He is with you during this change.
我要跟大家分享，就是在我们当中的确是有一个改变的过程正在进行。我想跟大家确定的就是，神永远与我们同在。
I love what's David said in Psalm 27.
在大卫诗篇二十七篇里面，他说
，Right at the end of Psalm 27.
在大卫的诗篇二十七篇。
And if it's not in Psalm 27, it's in the book of Psalms. Just read the whole book, and you'll find it.
或许大家可以来把整个诗篇读过。
I'm pretty sure it's 27.
诗篇二十七篇。
He said, "I am still confident of this."
他在二十七篇说，我很确定这件事情。
I will see the goodness of the Lord.
他说诗篇二十七篇十三篇十三节，我一定会见到耶和华的恩惠。
How many of y'all believe that? I will see the goodness of the Lord.
谁相信？谁愿意相信？说我们必定见到耶和华的恩惠。
Say it with me. I will see.
我会见到
the goodness of the Lord.
耶和华的恩惠。
Let's say it one more time. I will see.
我会见到。
The goodness of the Lord. When those fears start to come about this transition you're going through, and a lot of you are going through this transition.
当我们要经历这个转变的过程的时候
quote Psalm 27.
当我们要牢牢记住诗篇二十七篇十三节
I will see the goodness of the Lord.
我必见耶和华的恩惠
But I left part of it out.
但是下面还有说到
And this is the best part.
这是最好的一句话
Okay, maybe not the best part, but it's pretty cool.
是很好的一句话
What part did I leave out?
我没有读到哪一句话呢?
Does anybody know what did I leave off there? I left part of it off. What did I leave off?
诗篇二十七篇。
Oh, you guys got to learn this scripture. This is an awesome scripture.
十三节上半段。
I left part of it off. Who can tell me what part did I leave off that scripture?
刚才我们没有读到哪一句话。
Am I getting mixed up? That's Psalm 27, isn't it?
It is. 诗篇二十七篇十三节。
Who can tell me? You didn't know you were going to have a quiz today, did you?
Verse 13.
Huh? What did I say about...
27,
what part did I leave off there?
The first part.
Ooh, who said that?
Daniel.
All right. Tell me there, brother. In the land of the living.
在活人之地。
So let's say that verse again, but we're going to add in the land of the living at the end, okay? I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
我信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠。
Let me tell you what that means. You don't have to die and go to heaven to get to the good stuff, okay?
你不需要死然后你才经历那个天的那个丰富。
We can be confident of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
我们可以确信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠。
Raise your hand if you like that.
如果你喜欢的话，举手的时候。
Okay, I like that.
感谢主。
Hopefully, if you don't like it, you'll get to like it because it's pretty cool.
因为这实在是一句太美的话。
All right, that's. I had one word there, transition. I had that written down. It just popped into my mind, so I wanted to say all that.
神把一句
That's been 5 minutes, okay? I hadn't even finished my introduction yet, but I promise I'm going to pick it up here a little bit and go a little bit faster.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is, I just want to say what a joy it is to see you all.
实在是非常喜乐能够来到我们大家当中。
Because we have missed seeing you.
因为实在有很长一段时间没有看见大家。
We, you know, we have got to spend time with some of you all. We got to spend a little bit of time with Andy and Tina. We got to visit with Jen and Frank earlier in the year. But I tell you, and we got to see Pastor Ma, and I think we may have spoken to some other people. But it's a blessing to see you all, and we've missed being here with you.
虽然我跟你们当中一些人曾经就是有一些的来往交通，但是今天能够跟大家分享真的是很喜乐的事。
So, I just want to say it's a joy to be here.
就是要跟你表达我里面的那个喜乐真的是充满在我心
中。The last 8 months, has it really been 8 months?
已经是有八个月的时间，在过去八个月的时间里面。
The Lord put it on our hearts that we needed to stop doing some things that we're doing.
神把一个意念摆在我们当中，就是我们可能要稍微停止一下我们一直所做的。
And focus on our marriage relationship.
然后在我们这个夫妻之间的关系，在一个婚姻的关系里面呢，再重新有一个坚固。
And focus on our personal walk with the Lord.
再重新聚焦在我们个人与神的那个连结。
And the Lord has blessed us in that.
神。真的是大大祝福了我们。
And I'd love to tell you we got it all figured out.
我没有想到是这么多的一个丰盛。
But we don't. But we're on the journey.
但我们事实上是在这个旅程当中。
We haven't arrived, but we're on the journey, okay?
我们还没有到达终点，但是我们是在这个旅程的当中。
I've probably spent more quality time with my wife in terms of conversation. We've probably read our Bible together more the last 8 months than we ever have, wouldn't you think, baby?
在过去八个月的时间，我跟我的太太有更多真的是美好的时间在一起。我们有更多的交谈，我们也可以一起在一起读神的话。
It's our schedules have been a little bit crazy this summer.
这个暑假呢，我们异常的忙碌。
But I want to brag on my wife a little bit, even on mornings.When I have to get up way early in the morning,
有时候我必须一大早，非常早的时候我就起来。
Brenda would drag herself out of bed.
Brenda 会把我推下床。
Sometimes I'd take her a cup of coffee first. Morning, dear.
有时候我自己呢会把咖啡带到 Brenda 面前。
And she would come sit down and we'd read the Bible together.
我们就一起来读神的话。
Well, it's still dark outside.
外面天还是黑的。
You know, that's great if you don't have to be anywhere until 9, but if I'm meeting somebody at 6, that means I got to get up at like 4:55-ish, and then she has to get up a little bit earlier than she normally plans on, right?
如果我要在早上6点钟与人见面，我可能要在早上4点50分左右我就要起床。
When life gets busy, you have to plan some of these things, right?
你知道，当我们这样子一个忙碌的一日的时候，我们必须要事先有个计划。
You have to plan time to spend on things that are important. Otherwise, the urgent things will crowd them out.
但是我们必须要有一个对的次序，不然的话，我们就会在迷失在忙碌的当中。
We've had more intimacy.
我们有更亲密的一个时光在一起。
And I'm not talking about a physical level. I'm talking about emotional.
我不是只有讲到我们真的是肉身上、肉体中的那个亲密，更是讲到我们在灵命上的、关系上的一个亲密。
And spiritual.
是一个在灵命属灵上面的亲密。But
do you realize that affects everything else, right?
但是你知道，一个在灵命里面的一个亲密，它会影响到我们生活的每一个细节。If
we can connect on an emotional level and a spiritual level, that's going to affect every other part of our life.
对，它会与我们所有一切的情绪、思念与各样我们生活的细节紧紧相连在一起。So
it's not all been easy. Intimacy.
虽然不是那么容易，但是一个关系在灵命上的亲密是那样子的重要。Into
me, you see intimacy. Into me, you see intimacy. Say that with me. Into me, you see intimacy. Into me, you see intimacy.
进入与主的同在里面，你就可以来经历那个亲密的关系。I
can't be intimate with my wife or with Ben. Or with my God, unless I let them see into me.
除非我们邀请神进到我们生命的当中，不然我们没有办法与我们的配偶、与我们的朋友进入那一个亲密的关系。And
I'll talk about that more in just a second. But we have been exposed to people who are willing to expose themselves.
我们也接触到一些真的愿意向我们完全敞开的人。
And that's refreshing.
那是一件叫人很新鲜，真的是很舒畅的一件事情。
They say that in America, people date to get to know each other.
你知道在美国的文化里面呢，他们是说你们要约会，然后来彼此认识。
Unfortunately, that's usually the last thing that happens.
你知道吗？事实上，这个是在关系里面。
Because before people go out on a date,
因为当你要跟人约定好要一同出去的时候,
they wear their best clothes.
They wear not that clothes.
They wear their best clothes.
他们穿最好的衣服，打扮的最好.
They comb their hair just right.
他们梳洗化妆.
If they're blessed to have hair. They weigh every word carefully.
他们讲话的时候，每一句话都非常的谨慎。
And then they really reveal very little of themselves.
他们很少愿意让人知道他们里面真正想的是什么。So,
what is my point?
我要说什么呢？
I'm trying to think of that. I'm 52 years old, and I'm thinking, what was my point there? There's somewhere I'm going with that. No, my point is this. They date to get to know each other, but they don't do it. They don't get to know each other
on a date.
People go to church to find spiritual satisfaction.
人来到教会里面是为了要满足他自己一个属灵的一个需求,
But they don't find it.
但他们在教会里面寻不到那一个属灵的满足。
Because they put on their nice clothes.
因为他们穿戴整齐。
As they're getting ready to go out the door. They're getting ready to walk out the door.
他们走出去。
They reach up.
他们伸出手来。
Grab a smile.
然后跟你微笑。 然后他脸带微笑。
And then they're fine. Everything's fine.
然后你如果问他你好不好，他总是跟你讲说，
How are you doing today?
你今天好吗？ 他总是跟你讲说很好。 Good.
Two thumbs up.
他就会讲，
I'm fine.
很好，
Okay,
很好。
I wanted to kill myself last night. My wife and I are about to get a divorce. We're going through bankruptcy. I don't know where my kids were last night.
我也不晓得我的孩子在哪里。
My job stinks.
我的工作的环境真的是非常差劲。 他不会跟你讲这些。
I hate my life.
我并不喜悦我的生活。
But I'm fine.
这些他都不会跟你提, 然后他会跟你讲, 一切都很好。
And then we wonder why we leave church and we're just not too satisfied, right?
然后我们常常就会思想这个问题, 为什么我离开了教会,
we hadn't got to know God too well and we hadn't got to know our brothers and sisters too well.
我们并不那样子认识神, 我们也不那样子认识弟兄姊妹们。
Intimacy. It's hard.
亲密的关系并不是那么容易就能够达到的。
You have to develop some relationships where you can say, I'm not fine.
你必须要与神的一个发展一个关系, 然后你很诚实跟他说, 我并不是很好。
But it's going to be fine because God's going to help us through that time.
当神进入我们生命当中, 与我们建立, 我们与神建立了亲密关系之后,
we don't have to focus on that.
真正好的光景。
Now, I've been going 15 minutes now. I promise you I'm going to keep an eye on the time here, okay? What I really came to talk to you about, though, is we've had a good 8 months. There's been ups and downs, like I'm sure there has been with you.
我想跟大家分享说这八个月的时间我们是经过高山低谷。
But I feel like God has taken us someplace here.
但是我可以感觉得到, 我可以认识到神正把我们带到一个更高之处。
And I believe He's leading all of us.
我也相信神在你们当中也是这样带领。
And that sort of relates back to that transition theme.
因为我们正在经历一个转换的过程。
If we trust in God,
如果我们真的来信靠神,
we'll still have some mountains and some valleys. Okay?
我们还是会经过高山低谷。
But the mountains are going to get a little bit higher.
但是会慢慢达到一个更高之处。
And hopefully those valleys won't be quite so low.
虽然经过低谷, 但是那个低谷并不像以前那样子的低谷。
We're growing up in the Lord, okay?
因为我们在主里面, 我们不住地成长。
And that's all right. So,
虽然经过低谷, 那也是值得, 也是一件好事。
So that's enough about, said about us. I just want to tell you the Lord is good. We missed y'all, but this has been a good time for us.
神真的是一位良善的神, 我们能够这样经历认识上何等的美好。
And what I wanted to talk to you about today was prayer.
我想跟大家今天有点在祷告上面的分享。
And it sort of fits into some of the things we've been saying. It goes along with what we've been talking about.
因为今年在年初的时候, 我们可能, 也是经过, 也是这样子大家在祷告上面同学习。
There was a story I heard. I heard a story.
我听到一个故事。
About a young preacher.
说到一位年轻的一个牧师。
He was about 23 years old.
这位牧师就23岁。
Just got out of college.
刚刚从大学毕业,
got a job preaching.
他在教会里面, 是一个牧师。
And there were a lot of young families in his church.
在他的教会里面有许多年轻的家庭。
So they said, we want you to preach a sermon on raising kids.
我们希望你呢, 在主日的时候能够讲一些怎么样教导带领抚养我们的孩子。
Okay, now he didn't have any kids.
他自己并没有孩子。
But he thought, you know, the Bible says a lot about this.
但是他说圣经里面讲到很多,
so I'm just going to tell him what the Bible says, and I can say it with confidence.
我可以查考圣经,
right?
然后我可以讲到。
So he had a sermon entitled,
所以他的讲到的题目是,
Seven Laws for Raising Children.
教导孩子的七大律。
Okay. Now remember, this guy didn't have any kids.
你要知道哦, 这位牧师他自己没有孩子, 可以他可以讲,
so everybody liked it. It was a good sermon.
He believed himself.
It was a good sermon.
他讲完到之后, 大家觉得,
and a couple years go by, and he gets married and has a couple kids.
经过一些日子之后, 他也结婚了, 然后他有了家庭,
and it had been a few years since he preached that sermon. He thought, you know, maybe I need to preach that sermon again.
所以呢, 他自己有了孩子之后呢, 过了许多年, 他说, 我或许现在呢, 我可以再分享怎么样来教养我的孩子。
But he looked at the title and he thought, that seems a little bit harsh.
他看一看他以前自己的讲道的内容，他觉得
可能 some of those things I'm not too sure about.
他说现在我在回想以前所讲的，我不是很确定。
So he preached it again.
所以呢，他
but this time he called it
第二次来分享这个题目
Four guidelines for raising children.
教导孩子的四大方针。
So from commandments to guidelines, right?
从命令现在变成方针。
Well, his kids started growing up.
他的孩子也慢慢成长。
They hit the teenage years.
他们已经到了 teenage 阶段。
Now you realize it's been about 6 or 7 years, and he thinks, you know, I need to preach another sermon on this children thing.
他说，哎，我或许现在我可以再来分享
教导孩子。So he pulls his sermon out of his file folder.
他在看他以前讲到的内容。
Blows off his notes.
把他讲到的内容放在一边。
And he looks at the title and he says,That seems a little bit rigid and strict.
他觉得以前讲到还是有一点这个
I don't know if I buy all four of those things that I said before.
我要重新呢
So he changed the title again. This time he preached a sermon.
他开始呢有第三次
And it was called Three Suggestions for Raising Children.
这次他的题目叫做教导孩子的三大建议
Okay, you know the story keeps going, right? He becomes a grandfather. He'sCounseled hundreds of couples through his career.
现在已经到了他做祖父的年
龄。And he's getting ready to preach the same sermon.
他在这过程之中真的是辅导过上百的家庭。
But by this time, the title of the sermon is.
这是第四次他来分享这个题目。
A couple of ideas that might help some parents with some of their kids.
我跟大家分享两件可能可以帮助你如何教导孩子。
You know, when I'm thinking about talking about prayer.
你知道吗？当我们说到祷告
I realize that's a big subject, right?
祷告是一件我们一生与神之间学习一个很大的题目。
And really, when we talk about prayer, there are many different things that we could talk about.
一说到祷告，我们有多方多面的学习。
We can talk about the meaning of the words in the Bible for prayer.
我们可以从圣经里面找到祷告的字眼。
That would be valuable to do.We could read stories of people in the Bible who prayed.
我们也可以从圣经里面找到祷告的一个模范。
Elijah prayed.
以利亚祷告。
David prayed.
大卫祷告。
Noah was a man who walked with God.
这些都是与神同行的。
Those would be valuable things we could do.
这些都是我们极其宝贵的榜样。
All of those things are important.
那些的学习都是非常重要的。
And since I'm a teacher nowadays,
因为我是在小学里面，我是当老师的。
And just this past week, I was with some of my coworkers, and we're starting to plan out for the year.
过去这个礼拜，我跟我们学校里面老师一同来计划要来这个学期的教学计划。
When we sit down to plan,
当我们坐下来一同计划的时候。
We don't say, what would be nice to teach our students this year?
我们不会讲说，我们要怎么样更好的来教导我们的学生。
That's not the way you do it.
这不是现在我们这样做的方式。
No, the state has told us what we need to teach.
因为州政府、州教育局已经告诉我们要怎么样教导我们的学生，已经告诉我们了。
There are some little sets of.Guidelines that the state produces.
州教育局已经给我们所有老师一些既定的一个方针，一个指导原则。
They're called TEKS. It's just their names.
What?
TEKS, Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills. What the state requires us to teach.
Okay. 所以州教育局已经给我们一些的规范，已经让我们在一个框框的里面，我们必须要要遵循他们给我们的指导原则。
So every job has their own act.Acronyms and one acronym for teachers is TEKS. Everybody talks about the TEKS. Got to teach the TEKS. These are our rules.
所以呢，我们已经被规范在这些法则的里面，法规
里面。This is the Bible for teachers.
这个就是我们教导学生的。
Yeah, we got to follow this.
圣经，我们就是要遵循这些的法规。
Don't follow this, not good.
你如果不遵循，你就不是个好老师。
For example, let me read one of them to you.The student is expected to add and subtract whole numbers and decimals to the 100th place using the standard algorithm. It's really boring. I mean, but there's like pages of this stuff. This is for one subject that I printed out here.
你读的时候，你实在是会摇头。它就是有这样一页又一页的这些的规定。
So we start with that thing, how we have to teach, how to add, subtract, multiply, divide to the, say hundredths or thousandths place, hundredths place in the decimal. So that is the standard we have to teach.
所以我们要教导学生怎么样做加减乘除。
That's where we start when we're talking about lesson planning.
那就是我们一开始的教学计划。
And from there, our lessons flow out of that.
然后从这个大方针里面，我们就开始来计划一些细节。
We got to start with the standard.
我们从一个标准开始。
And our lessons come out of that.
这个计划是根据这个标准发展出来的。
So I was thinking, okay, I'm going to be teaching this lesson on prayer. What's my standard here?
所以我今天如果要跟大家分享祷告的时候，那我的标准在哪里呢？
I was raised in a church that said, "This is our standard."
Okay, 我在一个教会成长的过程里面，教会教导我，圣经就是祷告的一个标准的指引。
And so we start with this, then we go on down to our lesson and how we live and all that.
从圣经里面，我们知道神的教导，然后我们就从这里开始。
Well, there's a lot of truth to that.
是的，在这里是有很多的真理。
But it's not the whole truth.
但是它不是全部的真理。
Here's why.
我要告诉大家为什么。
Every heresy,
每一个旁门左道。
Every false teaching,
每一个错误的教导。
Starts off with this.
都是从圣经出来的。
And then it gives their own ideas.
然后人发展出自己的想法。
Does that frighten you?
你听到这个会不会觉得？毛骨悚然。
The devil himself quoted scriptures.
因为连撒旦自己他也引用圣经里面的话。
Does that scare you?
你会不会觉得毛骨悚然？
Well, I don't want you to be scared, but I want you to be serious.
我并不是要来
this is,
来让大家惧怕，但是我希望大家
This is the word of God, but
我希望大家能够比较谨慎，也比较认真。
We need some help with this, okay?
我们需要帮助来认识神的话语。
If we don't have help understanding it, we can get off into some weird stuff.
如果我们不能从基督身体里面得到帮助，你会发展出非常奇异的对于神话语的认识。
Well, I don't want you to be worried about that, but I've got some good news for you here.
我并不是要使大家忧愁，但是我在这里告诉大家一件好消息。
God knew that we needed some help with this.
因为神知道我们每一个人要认识他的话，都是需要得到帮助的。
So before the foundation of the world,
所以在创世之前，
He had a plan.
神已经有一个计划。
And it was for Jesus to come.
那就在创世之前，神已经预定耶稣要来到我们当中。
And explain this.
然后耶稣自己会来解释。
And explain God.
会来将神自己解释。
Isn't that nice?
这不是一件很好的消息吗？
If there's something in this that we don't understand,
如果在圣经里面我们有什么不明白的，
we can look at Jesus.
我们就是来单单来看看耶稣这一个人。
We can look at his life.
我们可以看看耶稣这一个人一生的生活。我们看看他的教导。
See, if people start to tell me some weird stuff and they say they got it from the Bible,
如果有人告诉我圣经里面一些奇奇怪怪的想法，
I can go to Jesus and he can be the sort of the standard to help me understand.
我可以来到耶稣的面前，单单注视耶稣，思想耶稣，我就知道耶稣的教导是什么。
Because you know there were some people in Jesus' day,
你知道在主耶稣当日的时候，
and Jesus said, "You think that if you diligently study the scripture, you'll have life."
神对他们说，你们以为你们查考圣经，其中有永生。
And I'm talking about John chapter 5 verse 39 there.
对，约翰福音五章三十九节。
He says, but you fail to come to me.
但是你却不来到我这里。
Now, the people that he was talking to,
主耶稣讲话的对象，
had probably memorized Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
这些人他们可能可以背摩西五经、创出利民生。
Even today, if you meet rabbinical Jews, the scholars there, they will have memorized huge portions of the Old Testament.
如果今天你遇到一些犹太人当中的做教师的拉比, 他们也可以把这摩西五经背给你听。
From the time they can talk, they're learning those scriptures.
因为当他们从小可以开始学习的时候, 他们就被教导背圣经。
So they had memorized God's word.
他们可以来背神的话,
but Jesus says, you're not coming to me.
但是耶稣对他们讲,
and so you missed the point. Those scriptures talk about me.
因为这些你读的圣经是说到我。
So here's what I'm saying about prayer. Really, it's not even the words in the Bible. It's Jesus. That is our standard.
当然，我们讲到祷告的时候，同样的，我们并不是只讲到圣经里面的话语，乃是我们与耶稣这一个人的一个关系。Now
the Bible is our standard.
没有错，神的话是我们的标准。But
the truth of the matter is, we cannot understand the Bible without God's help.
但事实上是没有神，没有从耶稣圣灵来的帮助，我们没有办法认识神的话。So
if we don't have help from Jesus.
如果我们没有从耶稣来的帮助,
we can't understand this book.
我们没有办法来认识神的话。
Jesus said another amazing thing to his disciples.
主耶稣另外也对他的门徒说了一段奇妙的话。
He said, if you do what I say,
如果你们遵行我对你们所说的,
then you will know whether or not I've come from God.
那你就可以知道我所说的。
That tells me if I don't do what Jesus says,
如果我们不遵行神所告诉我们的,
I'm not going to understand this book. I don't care how much I've studied.
如果我们不遵行神的话, 我们也没有办法认识神的话。
And so that's a problem in religion today, is that some people know the book, but they don't know the person who wrote the book.
这就是今天在教会普遍的情形。 我们只认识神的话, 我们并不认识神的话所指的耶稣。
Jesus said, this is supposed to take you closer to me.
当我们读神的话的时候, 祂必定会引我们更亲密来到耶稣的面前。
If it takes you another direction, then you've not understood it too well. If it takes you a different direction, then you have not understood this book.
如果你今天读了圣经, 却与耶稣更遥远, 这说到你不是真正的认识神的话。
I can tell right now we're going to have to do a part A and a part B here. This is not going to work. Okay, I'm just looking at my watch. It's been a half hour. Can you imagine that? One half hour. Where did the time go? It's like the last 8 months. Where did they go? I don't know. They just disappeared. Well, talking about, you know, I said Jesus is the standard, right?
耶稣是我们在神面前的那个标准。
And so just reading the Bible doesn't cut it.
如果你只读圣经, 你并不会达到那个，你不会得着, 你并没有认识耶稣。
And it's the same thing with prayer. Prayer in and of itself is no good.
如果你只是祷告, 只把祷告当作一件事情, 与你也没有任何的益处。
Jesus said that hypocrites love to pray.
因为主耶稣曾经说过, 你们是假冒为善的人, 假冒为善的人, 他们非常喜欢祷告。
Do I need to say that again?
No.
Are you sure? I'm going to say it one more time. Hypocrites love to pray.
假冒为善的人, 他们喜欢祷告。
Now that's different than saying if you love to pray, you're a hypocrite.
这并不是说如果你喜爱祷告,
it's not the same thing. Because Christians love to pray too, right?
因为我们基督徒, 我们喜欢祷告。
Sincere people love to pray, right?
一个真心的人, 他喜欢祷告。
But sincere are not the only people who know how to, or who love to pray.
因为我们并不是, 只有我们是喜欢祷告的。
Hypocrites love to pray.
假冒为善的人, 他们也喜欢祷告。
But they love to pray for the wrong reasons.
但是他们是为了不同的原因祷告。
If you want to pray for people to see you,
to see you,
yeah, that's the wrong reason. If you pray so that people can see you praying,
就是你为了要让别人知道你在祷告而祷告,
Jesus says that's the wrong reason.
那个是一个不对的动机。
If you pray so that you can check that off your list,
或者是说你一天当做的事是祷告, 你现在祷告就是为了能够,
that's the wrong reason.
就是你履行了你当天的义务, 那也是一个不对的动机。
Okay, I talked about transparency.
我是说到一个在神面前的透明。
Can I be transparent with you a little bit?
我可不可以就是很坦白跟大家有一些分享呢?
I love my wife. She's so sweet.
我很爱我的妻子，她是一位。
You know, my family like me because my wife comes with me. That's the only reason my family likes me.
我的家人喜爱我，因为我的太太是爱我的。
But I've gotten in trouble with my wife before.
但是我们以前呢，在关系上面我们有一些的难处。
She says, "You are so nice to me when we're with people, but when we're not with people, you just ignore me."
Oh, okay.
Did I just say that?
常常抱怨就是说，当我们与别人在一起的时候，你对我很好，但是这些人走了之后。
Guys, I know none of you struggle with that. I'm the only one here, right?
Not really. Okay. Don't be so sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, how do you think God feels?
你觉得神看见这样的事，他有什么感觉？
God's like, you know what, dude? We're together all the time, and the only time you talk to me is when we go to church.Gee, thanks.
你知道吗？就是我们跟神唯一有关系的时候，就是我们来到教会当中，我们可能唱诗、赞美、敬拜。
I don't think God likes that, do you?
你觉得神会喜欢我们这样子一个生活的模式吗？
He says, "You talk to me when people are watching, but when people are not watching, you act like you don't even know me."
就当我们聚集的时候，当我们彼此相交的时候，你。别人知道我是在敬拜神，我是在赞美。但如果这些人走掉之后，我个人与你在的时候却没有那个关系。
Or here's another one. I'm using this marriage thing. I'm trying to be transparent, right? There have been times when my wife has said something like, "You talk to me nice when you want something."
Oh, okay.
Did I just say that? I guess I did, didn't I?
Okay. 我的太太有时候会跟我讲。
Uh-oh.
当你想要什么东西的时候，你对我是很温柔的，是很好的。Go on.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm the only one that has had a wife tell him that. Probably not. No, I've heard every guy gets accused of that by their wife. You just love me for one thing.
你就是因为我想要得什么，所以那个时候你才喜欢我。
And unfortunately, prayers can be that.
你知道吗？很多时候我们在祷告的时候，这就是我们的光景。
When we have a need.
当我们有需要的时候。
Oh God, help me find a job.
主啊，请你帮助我，让我可以找到一份工作。
Oh God, I got a term paper due tomorrow, and I don't have it finished yet. Please.
我有一份作业要交，主啊，求你来帮助我。
God, the project is due at work.Today at 3 o'clock.
你看今天三点钟我的计划就要交出去了。神啊，请你帮助我。
Or God, my wife just walked out with the kids.
Okay.
I don't know if you caught the last one or not. I'm just saying it's easy to pray to God only when we need something.
就是只有当我们有需要的时候，我们才祷告。
Women, how do you feel if that's the only time your guy talks to you?
做太太的，你想想看，如果
when he wants something,
如果你的丈夫就是在他有需要的时候才跟你讲几句话，其他的时候
how does that make you feel?
对你很冷淡
you like that?
甚至不理睬你，你觉得怎么样？
I don't think so.
我想你的太太不会觉得很好的。
I think God wants to help us.
神他就是要来帮助我们，改变我们。
But he wants to walk with us all the time.
他就是要来带领我们与他同行。
So my point is that, you know, prayer in and of itself is not necessarily a good, or righteous, or holy thing.
Yourself.
A prayer by itself, prayer alone.
就是如果你今天只是为了祷告而祷告，对于你的一个与神之间的关系并没有任何的帮助。
Is not necessarily good, righteous, or holy.
对于你在神面前的那个公义与圣洁的学习，其实并没有任何的帮助。
Because you can do it for the wrong reason.
因为你的动机是错误的。
You can talk to God for selfish reasons, right?
我们可以为了自己的缘故，自私的缘故。
God is not Santa Claus, okay?
神并不是我们讲的圣诞老公
公。We don't just hop on his lap to give him our list.
我们并不是给他一份清单，就叫他照着我们的清单给我们。
Let's see, God bless my work, bless all my kids, bless my job. God help me get more money so I can spend it on stuff I like. I'm going to take a trip today. God be with me on the trip.
神求你祝福我，祝福我的家人，祝福我的工作，祝福我在经济上面一切需用都得满足。
No, let's think about prayer as relationship.
祷告是真正说到一个与神之间的一个连结，一个关系。
And here is my main point.
我所要说的是，
You might say, well, you've been preaching for like 35 minutes now. It's about time you get around to it.
Okay, 我们现在讲到正题。
Here's my main point.
我现在
I wanted to tell you all some good news.
我要告诉大家一个好消息。
Raise your hand if you're ready for some good news.
如果你现在预备好要得到这个好消息，请你举手。
Here's the good news.
好消息是这样子的。
A lot of what you've heard about God, much of what you have heard about God,Many of the things you've heard about God are not true. That's good news.
好像就是这样，你可能已经听到很多关于神的事，但是这些事并不是真实的或是对的。
I got to start with what's not true first, because we've been given so much disinformation.
我告诉大家什么是不对的，所以我们能够从我们的认识里面拿掉这一些错误的认识。
Number one thing that is not true. We've heard that God's angry with us. I just want to tell you, God's not angry with you, okay?
非常重要一件事情，神他并不是。
Another thing.
常常对我们动怒。
We've heard that God's the big man in the sky.
神高高在上。
I want to tell you that's not true.
神也不是高高在上。
He is not far away. He's right here with us.
他离我们不远。
I can wake up like David and say in Psalm 139, when I awake, I am still with him.
139篇诗篇139，当我醒的时候，神与我同在。
That means when I go to bed at night,
当我晚上正躺卧在床上的时候，
He was there.
他与我同在。
Unless I was arguing with my wife, he probably stepped out of the room, you know?
我可能以为他已经不在房间里面。
But I'm telling you, God is with us all the time.
神一直永远与我们同在。
I want to tell you that God likes us.
我要告诉大家，神爱我们，神喜悦我们。
How many of y'all can look in the mirror?
你们有多少人可以对着镜子观看？
Point at yourself.
对着你指着你自己说
say, God likes you.
然后说神爱你。
Okay, I want us to do a little experiment here.
我想做一件事。
Everybody close your eyes.
大家把眼睛闭起来。
Everybody close your eyes now.
闭起眼睛来。
Okay, close your eyes. I see some people with their eyes open. Go ahead, close your eyes, everybody.
闭起眼睛。
Okay, I saw one person had one eye open. Close your eyes.Take your finger and pretend like you're looking in the mirror.
现在想到你现在对着镜子。
Point at the person in the mirror.
用你的指头指着镜子中那一个人说。
And say,
说
God likes you.
神喜悦你。
God likes you.
神喜悦你。
You need to tell yourself that every day. You can open your eyes now.If you're asleep, go ahead and wake up. God likes us.
每一天早上你醒过来的时候，你可以对自己说：“神喜悦我。”
He wants good for you.
他愿意在你生命中做任何良善的事。
Now, I don't know what all that means to you, but here's what it means to me.
对于我来说，这是非常重要的。
I want to spend time with him.
因为神喜悦我，我就要花时间与他同在。
Have you ever just...Talk to somebody as like electricity was in the air. I mean, you're listening to them, and then you have this cool idea, and you share it with them, and they share it back, and the communication is just going both ways. Have you ever done that? Yeah. I don't know. That's sort of hard to translate.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
Hard? Okay. I don't know. Maybe you don't do that. I don't know. Surely you do that in China too, right? Communication.
说到我们与神之间的那个互动、是这样子的激励人心
exciting、
是叫你很兴奋的
you can have that with God
你知道吗那种互动那个震动人心的互动是神他预定我们与他有的一个关系
Now, it's not going to be that way all the time okay
可能不是每一次你都可以在你心里面觉得那么的兴奋
if I just like, Brenda, you're like so cool and awesome. She's going to like that at first, right?
如果你有时候对你太太讲说，哦，你真的是太好了，你真的是太美了。
But after about an hour, she's going to say, honey, thank you, but could you take out the trash and clean the garage?
对，可能过了一阵子说，他会说，啊，谢谢你对，是你这样热情的爱我，你现在可不可以把家里面垃圾拿出去倒？
Hey, and that's part of prayer too, right? God says, thank you. Now, let's go talk to that person that you've been praying about, huh?
对，所以在祷告的时候，有时候神也会做这样子的事。Let's
help somebody who you've been praying about.
不是那样子，一直都是那个激动人心的。有时候他会让我们想到，我们需要去帮助哪一个人。Let's
check out my word here, so I can show you some things about those questions that you have.
对，我们来看看神的话，然后知道怎么样来。 认识神的话，怎么样来帮助人？
So, two stories I want to tell you, and then I'm going to wind up. And I hadn't even got like halfway down the page yet, but I'm going to tell two stories, and we're finished.
Okay? 我刚刚分享两个故事。
But there are two scriptures that go along with this main point.
两段的圣经。
That God is good.
神是良善的神。
He's not angry with you.
他并不是对你气愤。
He likes you.
他喜悦你。
And he wants good for you. First story, it comes from John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. And you don't have to turn there. If you're taking notes, you can write it down. It's 1 John chapter 3, verse 1.
Okay, 约翰一书三章一节.
It says, how great the love of God is that we should be called his children.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
God's love is so great that we get to be called His kids.
神这样子的爱我们，我们得称为神的儿女。
And that's what we are.
我们也真是他的儿女。
Now that can revolutionize your prayer right there. If you get a hold of that you are a child of God,
如果这句话仅仅
that will change your prayer life.
如果这句话仅仅抓住你的时候。
My buddy David Greenwalt. We spent all sorts of time together growing up. Okay, we shouldn't have, but we had a nickname for him, right? We called him, I'm embarrassed to say this, but we called him David Greenwallet.
Green,
where'd my wallet go? Green. Wallet, okay? His family was rich. I mean, they were rich. Now, I didn't know I was poor till I grew up, right? But I always knew that he was rich. Okay? Opened the door to come into his house, and there was a little entryway, and there was a step going over the goldfish bowl on into the living room that was huge, several layers of the house, grand piano over there, bedrooms all over the place. Anyway, it was big.
Anyway.
And I mean, really, there was like a fish pond right as you stepped in, you know, step over that and going into the house. It was amazing. Anyway, but we called him David Greenwallet, right? But he was my buddy, still is my friend. Love his family. His family was like family for me. He would come to my house. I would go to his house. And we'd go run around town. It was back in the olden days. We weren't worried about getting kidnapped and stuff like that. So we ran all over downtown Springfield, Illinois. And I remember one time we had gone and grabbed a hamburger somewhere. And we were just running all, seriously, we were just going up and down the streets, doing this and that. We, you know, we're being kids, right? He says, hey, this is my dad's office. Let's go see him. I said, sure. So we walk into this big, tall building. He punches the button on the elevator. We go to the top. we enter into a large, spacious entryway. And the secretary's office was probably bigger than anybody else's office except for his dad's office. The reception was huge, so we walked by them, and there were people scurrying around doing stuff. And she looked up and she says, "Oh, hi, David. Let me tell your dad you're here." And so he's just walking on in there, and I'm just following him along. And we go, you know, open the door, go on in there. And I don't know if he was talking on the phone. Whatever he did, though, it stopped. The dad got out of his chair and came over and greeted his son. Is that cool or what? Now, this guy was in charge of a big electric company. And you would see him on the 6 o'clock news. But yet his son could walk right into his office. That is how your relationship is with God. Grab a hold of that. You can go see your dad anytime and nobody's going to stop you. You have every right and privilege to go right into his office. And talk to him. Is that right? Better believe it's right. So that's one story. John 15:15. Now don't look this up. I just want you to say it with me. John 15:15. Say it with me now, y'all. You don't have to look it up. Just say it with me. You're going to remember it here. Let's say it again. John 15:15. Y'all can remember that. That's pretty easy, isn't it? John 15:15. All right. Here's what Jesus said. I'm going to shorten it a little bit. So just translate for me, because there are a lot of words there. I'm going to put it in a few words. I no longer call you servants, but friends. Let me say it again. I no longer call you servants, but friends. Understand that? That will also revolutionize your prayer life. Got a buddy named Steve. He's a big guy in BNSF Railroad. He was, anyway, just recently retired. He's a big man. Physically, he's a big man. But also in his work, he carried a lot of responsibility. He's a humble man, so he probably wouldn't want me to say what I'm saying. But he no doubt had thousands of people working underneath him. His area covered from Minnesota to the West Coast, basically. And one of the top engineers. I think his official title was assistant to the vice president of something or other. If the title gets longer than 3 words, it's hard for me to remember, right? But he had a lot of responsibility, in other words. But as a friend, I can drop by his house without an invitation. I can call him right now, and he may or may not answer the phone, but he will return the phone call. If I need to talk to somebody, I know I could talk to him. If I needed prayer, he would pray with me. That's a friend. Got another friend named Clint. We meet together on Thursday mornings. Every Thursday morning. 6 o'clock in the morning. Is that crazy or what? I don't know. Bible study might be stretching it a little bit. We hang out. We talk about God's word. We pray sometimes. But we love the Lord, we love each other, and that's a time of sharing. But Clint is my friend. I don't have to wonder about that. If I need anything day or night, I can call Clint. Bill knew. He's the older man that I came here with the very first time. He's another friend. If I need anything, I could talk to Bill. If I have any problem, I could share anything with him. And there's another friend I want to mention. And that's my wife. Oh my goodness. She is like my best friend on earth, but that doesn't describe it. We've been through time together. There is no part of my life that I haven't shared with her that I can think of right now anyway. But I have intimacy with her on every level. And what is so cool is that she knows my good, but she also knows my bad. And she still loves me. I'm still trying to figure that part out. But isn't that what we want in a friend? Anybody can love or like the cute little thing that we put on Facebook, right? Because we make sure the words are right. We frame the selfie just right. But our friends are people who see us as we are, good and bad, and they love us. Right? And that's what we want. And I've been so blessed with Brenda in that way, and I'm just so thankful for that. But let me tell you, that is a picture of God and His church, okay? And as I grow with Brenda, I understand more of the love of God. And we've been married 29 years? 29 years. 29 years on the 17th of August. And for the first time in my marriage, I realized something. That I was happy that God loved me like I love her. I'd never felt that way before. I understood our relationship on a little bit different level. But as friends, we can love each other that way. God sees your good. He sees your bad. And He loves you. Spend time talking with Him. I haven't finished an hour, but I just realized something. I realized that really, however long I talk, we can cut that in half, you see, because he's saying half and I'm saying half. So really, I haven't even finished a half hour yet, okay? But I'm just about finished. I just want you to know.
Sorry to pick up your
time. I'm glad you're doing it. Thank you, brother. You get half, I get half, right? You can add some salt if it gets boring. But the last thing I want to say, I'm skipping a bunch of stuff here, is that when you talk with someone, you really want them to listen. And if you listen to someone, they will talk to you in a different way than if you don't listen to them. When two people talk and listen, there is an energy there. Can we practice that with God? When I get up in the morning, I'm going to talk with God. When I get up in the morning, I'll talk with God. I'm with Him while I'm driving. I'm with Him at church, but I'm with Him when I leave church. Remember, God likes you. He wants to spend time with you. He wants good for you. God is listening, and He's talking. Are you listening? And that's all I'm going to say today. Let's pray. If you need prayer afterward about some of the transition in your life, I know a lot of people here would love to pray with you. I'd be happy to pray with you too, but let's just pray and ask God to bless us generally. Lord God, thank you. Thank you that you are a God who is with us and that you love us. You are our Father and you are our friend. I ask for revelation of that today. Open the eyes of our heart so we can talk to you and have a relationship with you, a real relationship with you. We need you, God. But we love you. We honor you as God. We worship you. And Lord, as for the transitions here today, Lord, many, 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 many transitions going on here. In families, in jobs, in school, we praise you as Lord of transition. We say you're in charge of our changes, Lord. We thank you that you care about good things for us. So we say thank you. We love you. We say this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Okay, certainly. So Mickey and Whitney, we're going to... And Joseph and James. Okay. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's have Mickey and Whitney to come up. We're going to have a special prayer time for them. And... And there are a lot of transitions going on right now. This is sort of a big step when you leave home, isn't it? You know, I had something funny happen when I left for college. We were in a very small house. And so when I left for college, my parents tore out, we had little bitty bedrooms, little small bedrooms. So my parents literally tore down the wall between our two bedrooms. And they added a wall where was a doorway to my bedroom. So when I came back, I no longer even had a bedroom. It like disappeared. It was crazy. So when you go back home, things are not going to be the same. Is that scary? It's just life. But the good thing is, you won't be the same. And you're going to be prepared for that. God is helping you every step. Now, hopefully, you'll still have a bedroom, because that's sort of a drag when you don't have a bedroom. But you'll always have a home. But then you're starting to develop wings. Right now you've been doing roots. You're going deep. But as you leave home, you're spreading your wings. And God uses those wings in a powerful way. That's going to give you a vision for the future and for the present and even for the past. You know, when you go up high, you see things differently than when you're walking on the ground, don't you? It's going to give you a perspective that you've never had before. You say, but maybe it's a little bit scary to fly. No. Get the word excitement into your mind. We've got to use good words here. This is an exciting time. A time to soar, a time to see, a time to grow. And we want to bless you with that. See, the enemy comes, and he wants to give you the bad stuff. But God is with you, and he wants you to have the good stuff. Now, this is a hard thing for your parents, so you're going to have to be a little bit patient with them. They might be a little bit edgy at times. They might be a little bit sad, and you wonder what's going on. It's hard for them to watch their kids grow up and reach this point. But everything they have done for you is preparing you for this. And you know what? God has been preparing you for this too. And as your brothers and sisters in the Lord, we are confident in what God is doing in your life. And we are so proud of you. So I just want to say those words as a part of the prayer. Part of praying is speaking what God is putting on our hearts. So sometimes we get the bad stuff to say, but sometimes we get the good stuff. When we get the good stuff, like I got that word transition, boom, this morning I knew, wow, that was from God. There's some serious transition going on here today. Or if I get an encouragement for somebody, I've got to speak that. So we want to speak that blessing to you today and speak our belief in you. So let's extend your hands toward them, please, as a sign of just sending our blessing upon them and channeling God's blessing through us to them. So let's pray for them now. Lord, I just want to say thank you. According to your word, you knew Mickey and Whitney from the time before they were born, and you planned for this moment. Lord, we know your hand is on them and has been on them. Lord, and we say thank you for the roots that you've given them, roots in their families, roots in this church, roots in your word, roots, good roots, strong roots, Lord, roots of blessing, Lord. And I pray that those will be a blessing to them as they step out now, as they venture forth, that they can take that leap of faith, Lord, and fly. Just like an eagle as it learns to fly, knowing that you will lift them up if they falter, but that they will be able to fly, that you've prepared them for this, Lord, that you will give them the vision that goes with that. Thank you for Whitney, and thank you for Mickey, Lord God, and thank you for the gifts and talents that you have placed on them. Lord, you have made them special for this task. Lord, they can do something in this world that no one else can do. So we bless them with your blessing, that you will strengthen them, that you'll help them. Lord, that they will know in their hearts that you have blessed what's behind them, whether it's their past or whether it's their family who are staying here. You are with them, Lord. Whatever they face, you're right inside of them and with them. And that you're even going before them, giving them divine appointments. I just speak that blessing of divine appointments. Divine appointments, divine appointments, Lord. That they will meet those people that you want them to meet. Lord, we don't pray for a lot of friends. We say thank you, Lord, because you'll put a few friends. And we just speak that as well. You will give them a few good friends who can encourage them. Lord, let them be excited and joyful as they find who those people are. Let them also be a blessing. Let them be the ones who are receiving your blessing, whether it's through people or directly from you, and also giving out your blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for everything you've done. Thank you for their families. Thank you that their families love you and honor you. And as they go forth, Lord, as ambassadors, not only ambassadors as of Christ, we know that, but even as ambassadors of their family, who their family represent as ambassadors of Christ, ambassadors of this group, that this church that has helped in who they are, Lord. But first and foremost, as your children going forward, let them have confidence that you're with them, that you love them, and you have good plans for them, according to Jeremiah 29:11, for them to be blessed, to prosper. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you. We say this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Love you guys. Proud of y'all. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, there's some other people with transitions. I'd like, if you're a person that has transition here, just stand. We're going to have a general prayer for transitions. You guys got some transition. You're going to be living together, right?
Yes.
Better pray for them. Anybody else? Everybody else, sit down. Sit down if you don't have a transition. If you do have a transition, stand up. Okay, well, that covers pretty much most of us there. If you're sitting down, you might think, what am I forgetting? But let's just pray for the transitions that you're going through right now. Lord, what a blessing. We just call on you today, and I say thank you again that you're the God that goes with us through changes. You've always done that, Lord, and sometimes they're difficult. Sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes the enemy throws stuff at us. But according to your word, whatever happens, you can make it be for good. Whether it's from you, whether it's from the enemy, we know that you use all things. It says all things in your word work together for the good of those who love God. So let us be confident in you and your ability to work, God, as we're going through these transitions and changes. Thank you for these two young men here that are going to be moving in together and continuing with their education. But as I look, Lord, I see families that are going through various transitions. Maybe a family member is moving in with them. There are job transitions here, transitions in school, Lord, friendship transitions. And Lord, you're constantly working on these things. So give each one of us your confidence, your joy, your security, that as we go forward, Lord, that you have good things for us. God, that you like us. You don't not only love us, but you like us. You enjoy being with us. You're excited about the future for us, and we're excited about our future in you. So here we are, God. We say, here we are, your servants. Open doors, shut doors. I speak confidence on this congregation, Lord God. Confidence in you. Because there comes times, Lord, when we don't know which way to go. There's a door here, there's a door there. Which one do we go through? But your word, Lord, says that you are the God who opens doors no one can shut. And you shut doors that no one can open. So God, when we come to that place, Lord, we just say thank you because you can shut doors and open doors. And we see even your servants had to do that throughout time. Even Paul, who got to visit your heaven, Lord, he didn't know what to do sometimes, but you would open and shut doors. So thank you, God, that you do that. Lord, you're the God who is with us and who speaks to us, Lord. Let us tune those radios in so we can hear your voice, Lord. Let us lay aside distractions that would interrupt us. Lord, sometimes when we're talking to people, we get a text message, it interrupts us, or we keep checking Facebook, and we're not, it's really hard to pay attention when we're doing that sort of stuff. God, we don't want our relationship to, yeah, some of you guys know what I'm talking about. God, we don't want our relationship with you to be that way. Lord, help us to put some of these distractions aside and just really hear what you're saying to us, Lord. Because we're your kids, and we love you back. You love us. That's how we know what love is, but we love you back. And we say it's a joy to be your child, Lord. Thank you. Lord, thank you for this church. As we go out today, let us go forth, according to Isaiah 55, go forth with joy and be led forth with peace. That's a sign of who you are, because you're the Prince of Peace, Lord. So going forth with joy, led forth with peace. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all. Good to be here today.